On Wednesday's front page, Mitt Romney fended off a challenge from Rick Santorum in the key battleground state of Michigan. Romney also won in Arizona. The remains of some 9/11 victims were incinerated and sent to a landfill, according to a Pentagon report. General John Abizaid says it shouldn't have happened. And we'll look at the fight over a 1,000-year-old statue that Cambodia wants back. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Mitt Romney scored a hard-won victory in Michigan's Republican primary. He also won in Arizona for a two-state sweep over Rick Santorum. Romney didn't get the easy victory in Michigan that he'd been hoping for. He told supporters there he didn't win by a lot, but he won by enough. But Times reporter Jeff Zeleny says the Michigan results will probably quiet Republicans worried about whether Romney can win over conservatives and connect with voters. And with that, the campaign moves on. A dozen primaries and caucuses will take place over the next week, dominated by Super Tuesday, when more than 400 delegates will be at stake. Newt Gingrich, who didn't campaign in Michigan or Arizona, is hoping to revive his candidacy next week in Georgia and Tennessee. But voters are already looking to November. About a third of the voters in Michigan said electability was the top quality they were looking for in a candidate. One other political story from Wednesday's Times that's mentioned on the front page, Senator Olympia Snow is retiring. The three-term Republican from Maine cited excessive partisanship in a dispiriting political environment as reasons for not running again. Her surprise decision is a potential blow to Republicans who need just a handful of seats to regain control of the Senate. She had been considered one of their safer incumbents. The Pentagon revealed that partial incinerated remains of some 9/11 victims were sent to a landfill. The report said the remains were cremated and placed in containers provided to a biomedical waste disposal contractor. Retired General John Abizaid, who led the independent panel that wrote the report, said it shouldn't have happened. Cambodia has asked the U.S. government for help in getting back a 1,000-year-old statue. It's an image of a mythic warrior, and it's been sitting in limbo at an auction house here in New York. Experts believe it was looted after the fall of Saigon 37 years ago. It was pulled from an auction nearly a year ago after the Cambodian government complained it had been taken out of the country illegally. Sotheby's, the auction house, says that's not the case. U.S. officials have run a war game of what could happen if Israel struck at Iran's nuclear program. They now expect Iran to hit Israel with missiles. They also say Iran would launch reprisals against the U.S. and allied targets. They say that means attacks on civilians and on military personnel, along with bombings to disrupt oil production. But they expect Iran to stop just short of doing anything that would give the U.S. the legal rationale for declaring all-out war. The insurrection in Syria, led by the country's Sunni majority in opposition to a regime dominated by Alawites, has sent a flood of Shiite refugees to Iraq. They're seeking safety not from the Syrian government, but from the rebels. One Shiite cleric who's left Syria says he considers the rebels terrorists, not freedom fighters. Times reporter Tim Arango says there's concern the continuing conflict in Syria will touch off a wider sectarian battle. Here in New York, the campaign treasurer for city comptroller John Liu was arrested. Jia Hu now faces fraud and obstruction of justice charges. Prosecutors say she played a role in funneling illegal campaign money through phony donors. Liu's fundraising operation has been under investigation for months. Until now, no one in his inner circle had been implicated. Inside Wednesday's Times, gunmen in military fatigues ambushed a bus in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 18 people. Police officials confirmed that the passengers, mostly Shiites, were targeted because of their faith. The banned Sunni militant group Jundullah claimed responsibility for the attack. British authorities dismantled Occupy London's camp. That ended a four-month protest. Around 50 tents remained in the camp outside St. Paul's as bailiffs and police officers moved in. Church officials had been divided over the camp. Some said the camp had to go so St. Paul's could continue to function. Others resigned, saying the church should have been a natural ally of the protesters. The FDA is adding new safety warnings to cholesterol-lowering drugs known as statins. The warnings have to do with memory loss and elevated blood sugar. The warnings are being required on drugs like Lipitor, Crestor, and Zocor. The FDA says the symptoms of memory loss and confusion reported by some patients were not serious and generally went away after they stopped taking the drugs. The creators of the influential art house movie My Dinner with Andre are tackling Henrik Ibsen. Wallace Shawn and Andre Gregory plan to film an adaptation of Ibsen's play Master Builder. It'll be directed for the screen by Jonathan Demme. For now, it's titled Wally and Andre Shoot Ibsen. They'll film it at an East Village art club. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.